The police induction ceremony that they swore in 13 new police officers and 2 professional staff. Can you just tell me a little bit about what this looked like?
The room wasn't full. I had expected it to be full, and it was in the Portland building. You know, there were families inside taking up seats, but there were a lot of empty seats, which, again, was surprising. There were quite a few cops there, but not as many as I had thought. And all of the new inductees were on the stage. And Chief Marshman, when I walked in, was giving a speech full of lies about what these new officers can look forward to regarding helping victims in our city get their perpetrators caught. And as soon as I walked in the door, I was nervous. I was nervous when I went, because I really did think that the whole room was going to be filled with cops. And I knew that I was about to crash this. So as soon as I got in, he was talking about perpetrators being brought down by cop dogs, and how we have great police dogs as well as officers who help bring down perpetrators in support of the victims. And my thoughts went immediately to last week in San Diego, when the police officers took down a man, a black man who was maybe mentally ill, I don't even know, took him down with a police dog, not with a taser, not with words, not with handcuffs, not with anything, but chose to use a police dog, and they couldn't get the dog off of this man's arms. And the video of that went viral, and I had seen it last week. Then he went from police dogs immediately to a couple that was victimized in a parking lot, and how the police had found the perpetrator of whatever crime supposedly happened. And I'm thinking immediately of Karen Bates, who died in a parking lot over the winter because she couldn't pay her rent and ended up leaving her apartment to live in her car during the freeze that we had, and died in her car, and no one helped her. But here he is talking about some other group of people, you know, getting saved by the police. And that was the tenor and the timbre of his speech. We save people. So as soon as he started talking about this couple, I yelled out, "You murdered Quantus Hayes. You killed Quantus Hayes. You shot him in the head." And somebody in front of me right away turned around to me and said, "This is a special event," meaning I should be quiet because this is a special event. To which I yelled out, "Quantus Hayes led a special life. He was alive and he was killed by the cops." So then I yelled out, "What about Terrell Johnson? You murdered Terrell Johnson. You murdered Terrell Johnson."
And for our listeners, that's the young man who was shot on the Max tracks out in Lentz a couple months ago. Yeah.
Right. So at this point, the security team of G4S was in my face, you know, slowly walking me out, you know, pushing me out of the room. And I started to yell out loud to Marshman that he's lying. These are all lies. The police kill, that Black Lives Matter, no money for bullets for live target ammo, which is what, for those who don't know, there is still at the table at City Council, they're waiting to pass the vote to give $4 million more dollars to the police for live ammo for target practice. And my feeling about it, and I've been outspoken about this, as have some other people in the community, that our police, first of all, don't need any more target practice, and that the target practice that they do is on our houseless community, is on the Black community, is on kids in the Black community, and anyone else they feel like targeting at any given moment. So they're good on target practice.
You mentioned the woman who died in the Karen Bates, who died over the winter. That not the only person by far who died on the streets this winter.
No, and, there were 7.
Yeah, and you and others have been raising this refrain ever since Ted Wheeler was elected. Have you heard anything substantive from the administration in response to what you've brought up?
No, Ted Ted has lied about all of his responses to the deaths of the houseless, which he never even addressed. He lied about all of the efforts going into taking care of the houseless right after we started to shut down city council in January over the freeze, over nothing being done during that freeze. He started to lie about the things that he was doing, which in fact he wasn't doing. He opened one floor of one building. That is what he did. And that floor of that one building, which was in the Portland building, he made himself out to be a hero. The reality of that move was only that he got to look like a hero and that the rest of Portland who were living out on the streets couldn't get there. They couldn't get to any shelters that were near them because there were no shelters that were near them. So all of his fixes that he talked about doing, he didn't do. They weren't real.
Is there anything you'd like to add about this morning?
We talk about Black Lives Matter, and I want to say that it's not a slogan. Black Lives Matter is a reality, and if you're going to use that and you're going to say that, then you need to show up. You need to find things that are going on and make yourself present in the resistance of things like cops killing Black lives, let's say, or cops harassing protesters and arresting protesters because we're protesting, or cops doing sweeps. These things need to be resisted, and resisting from your house does nothing. I say go to city council, see what this city is doing. You can learn a lot about the cops at city council. You can learn a lot about where our money is actually going and learn what is truly happening here.
Thank you, Mimi Gurman. And for our listeners, City Council is Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m., correct?
That's right. They also have a 2 o'clock.
Thank you very much for speaking with me today, Mimi.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you to KBOO.
For KBOO Evening News in Portland, I'm Sam Bowman.